I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, let's get this phone party started.
The Nico Show presents Phony Baloney.
Brandy thinks she's getting a call back to be on The Bachelorette.
Unfortunately, I'm thinking about casting her for a show that she is not ready for.
Hello?
Hi there, is this Brandy?
Yes, this is he.
This is Franklin Boudin calling from Down South Productions. We got your information from the casting agency that works with the Bachelor and Bachelorette franchise.
Oh, so you're calling from The Bachelor?
Yeah, well, kind of. We're a different production company. We share all of our applicant information as far as casting goes.
Oh.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm busier than a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest, so I'll get straight to the point. We think you would be amazing for our upcoming show called Country Bumpkin. It's kind of like The Bachelor, but the women are looking to steal the heart of a real cowboy.
Oh my goodness. That sounds really fun.
Yeah, would you consider yourself to be a country bumpkin?
Oh, absolutely.
On a scale of 1 to Honey Boo Boo, where would you rank yourself?
I don't know, maybe a 7?
You ever been mud bogging?
Oh, yeah, of course.
How about cow tipping?
Of course.
What about crawfishing?
Oh, yeah, of course.
If you were offered a glass of champagne at a hoedown, what is the proper bumpkin response to that?
Nah, that's too classy for me. I'll just take the box wine.
Oh my goodness. The proper response is that you would spit it right in the face of the person and say, you don't drink this bougie French water. But that's very close. Nice job. Well, we seem to be off to a good start compared to the last girl. If brains were leather, she wouldn't have enough to saddle a June bug. So, okay, last question here. Okay. If you were to be forced to drop trap, where is it most acceptable? At a funeral? At a Lynyrd Skynyrd concert? Or at a wedding?
Goodness, I don't know.
Brandy, let me help you out. Any of those locations are acceptable.
Oh, yeah, see? I mean, same.
All right, so now I'm going to need you to repeat after me a couple Southern sayings, okay?
Okay.
I'm happy as a tick on a fat dog.
I'm as happy as a tick on a fat dog.
Excuses are like backsides. Everybody's got one, and they all stink.
Excuses are like backsides. Everyone's got one, and they all stink.
Whew! I believe we got ourselves a country bumpkin here, folks. Brandy, this has been more than a pleasure.
Likewise, I've had real fun here.
And I would also like you to thank your sister, Kristen, for putting us together on this phone call because it's all just a prank and it's phony baloney.
Wait, what?
It's Nico from The Nico Show on 94.5 Cool FM, Brandy.
Oh my God. Oh my God. So I'm assuming there is no show called Country Bumpkin.
No, I'm sorry. I can't get you on TV, but I did just get you on the radio. Thank you so much for being a good sport. We appreciate it. And we'll have to get your sister back on the next one.
Definitely. She's not
going to
hear the end of this one.
Give me the phone.
Phony Baloney. Weekdays at 7:45 and 9:45 on The Nico Show.
I'm going to answer my phone.